Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, John Wertheim here. It is this week's Sports Illustrated Tennis Podcast. Hope everyone is well, everyone's safe, everyone is home. Special get well soon wishes going out to Pat McEnroe. Just came across that he has tested positive for COVID-19. We are tracking this from our COVID-19 studio, which is makeshift, as so much else is in this strange, strange time. We're all enduring and confronting the usual preface that there are matters more important than tennis chatter, but we also want to keep some sense of ritual and keep some sense of diversion. So here's our podcast. Our guests this week are the Bryan brothers, Bob and Mike. We did this via Zoom call. They are both in Southern California. They are, however, about 200 yards apart. There is some symbolism packed in there somewhere. But Bob and Mike were talking about making this their final year on tour, and they did not see the tennis tour, the year in general, taking the strange turn that it has. This is a fun conversation. We talk about their plans and what they're doing during this strange time, how they are keeping busy, keeping occupied, and what they're looking forward to and what their concerns are. So here are Bob and Mike. You can see them coming up on some live tennis, actually, tape tennis anyway, CBS. Saturday, April 4th, they will be taking part in the World Team Tennis Celebrity All-Star Match. That was one of the last matches played before tennis went on postponement. So you can catch Bob and Mike on April 4th, but here they are. Never thought we would be doing a Zoom call. This is filled with the usual distractions. We had some technical difficulties. There are text alerts going off. A phone rings. And I thought about editing out, and I thought, you know what? This is authentic, and we are all going through some version of this as we work under these strange conditions. So without further ado, here are Bob and Mike Bryan.
Hey guys, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's interesting times, but you know, all things considered, no complaints. How where are you guys?
I'm out in we're actually both out in California, in Camarillo, in our hometown here.
I was gonna say, are you guys seeing each other?
No, because Bob got sick about 10 days ago. So I don't think it was Corona, but we're not risking it. We're staying about 200 yards away from each other, but we haven't seen much of each other.
So you said you're about 200 feet apart, you said.
Yeah, I'm right down the street, a few houses down, but I haven't really seen him. Yeah. He's brought by a couple supplies and my parents too. They're down the street a little further, but we're all staying away. It's been about 10 days since I've seen anyone except my family.
Man, how are you guys? How are you guys experiencing this? How are you guys experiencing this? I mean, everyone's got their own. We're all stars of our own movies these weeks. But you guys okay?
Yeah. I mean, I personally, we're fine. We got a great little Airbnb. It's on like 3 or 4 acres, so we got lucky to have some space. Kids are running around outside, catching ladybugs. We got a pool, barbecue, just making some good food, doing some homeschool, watching movies, working out a little bit around the house. But yeah, if we're kind of we're in a smooth little routine here.
I was gonna say, if you got ladybugs and barbecue, you're making the best of it. That's good to see.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. Nadia's due to give birth in 21 days, so spending a lot of time with her, helping out around the house, cooking some meals, just getting on high alert to make the run to the hospital here. So yeah, it's been good to. It's a nice surprise to actually spend some time at home, because we're never here, and we're always on the road. So to have a little routine, wake up in your own bed, it feels good.
I was going to ask you about both those things. So you're newlywed and you're also an expecting dad. I imagine these were not the circumstances in which you envisioned bringing a kid into the world.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited to meet this little guy, little Jake. We've already got the name.
Got the name?
Yeah, it's an uncertain time, but I mean, I'm excited. I've seen how much joy kids have brought into Bob's life. I'm just stoked. I'm feeling the baby kick in Nadia's stomach every day. Yeah, it's we got the baby room ready. We've already painted it, got the cribs, got the car seats. We're fired up. So yeah, he won't know about any of this until I'll tell him stories about it. I'm sure down the road, this will definitely be one of those stories you tell everyone down the road. Just, you live 9/11, you live the coronavirus, it's one of those moments in history.
Exactly. I was going to say, though, I think I've talked to hundreds of people since this started. I think so far you two have the best attitude of anyone. Are you hitting any balls?
Well, it's been about, 3 weeks since the Indian Wells cancellation?
Yeah.
And we hit once during that week, and then a couple times since. So we're keeping the racket in the hand a little bit. I've hit with my wife a couple times. There's actually a park across the street with a couple courts. So we're keeping everything kind of intact. But, I mean, it's very tough. We've always had a tournament to look forward to and a goal, something to train for. Right now we don't have that. So tennis-wise, we're kind of taking a break and just healing up the body, staying fit around the house, doing some pool stuff. But, as far as the tennis, no, we're not in high training mode right now.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become? Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you guys, have you sort of mentally accounted for a time to get back? I mean, I should timestamp this. It's Tuesday, and I think we all see the writing on the wall with Wimbledon, but no official announcement yet. I mean, do you have in your head when you are going to get back out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of have to shoot for that June 8th, which is, Stuttgart. That's what we kind of see down the line. But, we've heard rumors that Wimbledon's not looking good.
I think it's more than rumors now.
Yeah. Oh, is it fast?
It's looking really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't read anything in the last 24 hours, but yeah, I mean, right now it's just heal up the minds, the body's going to enjoy this experience being home. And then not really worrying about getting in the best shape of my life or hitting the ball great. We're still 90 to 100 days out from, this is the longest off season we've ever had. Right. So just going to enjoy it and then hopefully get ready for the hard court summer in the States. Yeah, that's just chilling.
this is not, I gather this has not caused you to rethink the game plan for 2020 and to wind it down at the end of the season.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many kind of unanswered questions right now. I mean, it wasn't in the plan. We wanted to go around, play our favorite tournaments, say our goodbyes, and, you know, get a last kind of taste of the tour before we shut it down. You know, we're getting robbed of that in one way. You know, if we can come back and play a summer and finish at the Open the way we talked about, then yeah, then it might be good enough. But Mike and I, you know, we're talking a little bit here and there about, you know, what if the season goes into December, what we'll do. We haven't made a decision, but it's obviously less balls than we wanted to hit for sure.
You did get in I called it All-Star Weekend. You got in the World Team Tennis event just before this postponement went into effect. So we can watch you on TV on CBS in a few weeks. Does World Team Tennis figure in your schedule this summer? Have you heard anything from those guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're scheduled to play for the Vegas Rollers 3 weeks. We're going to play the whole season. And that's right after Wimbledon. So it's looking a little dicey, but we love team tennis. We've played, I think, every year since we turned pro, like 22 years. You know, that was a fun event down in San Diego, that All-Star smash. But yeah, we're ready for it. Yeah, I mean, we love it. I mean, we love playing on teams. Played last year for Vegas. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that we can actually come back and play for them.
But just to be clear, it sounds like you guys are maybe leaving the door open a little bit, that this isn't how we wanted our last year to go, and maybe there'd be some adjustments. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are you guys sort of thinking, worst case scenario, maybe we readjust the plan?
Yeah, I mean, we got to talk about it. I mean, we're not going to be any younger, you know, but we're going to be fresh, that's for sure. But we got to talk about it. I mean, we would love to, you know, play one more Wimbledon, one more French and all these, but it wasn't in the cards, possibly. You know, if we could play a full summer, Cincinnati might be, you know, it'll be sweet. And, you know, if we get to play DC in the Open, that could wet our whistle. And, you know, it could be a great way to go out. But it would have been nice to play all four slams this year. Yes, Indian Wells would have been great because that's our home tournament. Bob loves, you know, Miami. He's right down the road there. You know, it's a shame, but, you know, you just go with the flow.
You mentioned, though, on the one hand, you're not getting any older. On the other hand, that this is some time off to sort of regroup and restore yourself. Do the older players, do you think, benefit from this, or are they hurt by it?
Well, the older players are running out of time. I mean, if you look at Roger, I mean, he actually picked a great time to get injured. But any injury or any delay at this age, you're just fighting Mother Nature. You know, we're turning 42. I don't know if, you know, bodies are supposed to go this long, especially when you start playing tennis at 2 years old. We were running around on hard courts playing tournaments at six. So, you know, my hip finally blew out and I got metal parts. Right now, everything feels great. And that's kind of why we decided for one last season. We were feeling good and we wanted to, you know, go while we still felt we could win and not, you know, blow out any other parts. So depends how old you are. Something like this for guys in their 40s could be doomsday. If you're in your mid-30s and a little break, you could come back stronger than ever. You know, Roger, we saw that with Roger. You know, he 6-8 months off, he came back and he looked like a new man. So, you know, with these long seasons, your body never gets a chance to catch up. This might be a chance for everyone to catch up, and tennis in general might come back and look even better than it has. And it's, the levels looked unbelievable.
To what extent does this remind you of your the rhythms of your injury break? And to what extent is this just we keep using the word unprecedented. I mean, does this taking a break, or is it just something totally different space?
Yeah, I mean, in one way, it's stressful with everything going on, the uncertainty, but in another way, it's not stressful. You know, I'm not at home right now, and everyone else is playing, getting points, getting money, you know, climbing, getting trophies. So in the past, when you took a vacation or you took a break, you always felt you were losing ground. This is one of those times where everyone's in the same boat. You're not losing ground. So you just kind of enjoy the moment, you know, treat it as a staycation, get that extra time with your family, and, you know, reach out to friends you haven't talked to. You know, we've lost touch with so many family members over the years, traveling the world, just kind of chasing our dreams. This is a chance to reconnect with the world. So I'm using it as a positive time.
It just strikes me, you guys are in such a weird, you could also say maybe it's a preview of life after tennis, but.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, this is a time where you are going to feel what it's going to be like to be retired. Especially if you don't have much going on right when you stop. It's not like we have a bunch of plans that we want to do right when we're done. We're going to kind of feel it out and let kind of life come to us a little bit. So this is one of those times where, yeah, you're going to get a really good hard look and examine what a routine with the family is going to be like.
How are the folks doing?
They're great. They're great. Yeah, they're really good. They're 3 miles away. I've gone over there, delivered food to them, and just left it at the door. My dad actually got sick, so we were a little worried, but he's over it. It was like a 3-day bug.
So not Corona.
No, I mean, who knows? Like, there's not enough tests, you know. Bob's wife went in to get tested the other day, and they said, yeah, well, you don't have a high enough fever. So it could have been, who knows, but we're just being super precautious with Nadia pregnant here. So we're locked down pretty good here. I mean, I'd love to see Bob and Michelle and the kids, and but not going to happen right now.
I was going to say, all these grandparents, they all say they want nothing more than to hug their grandkids.
Yeah.
Well, you can do Skype calls and Zoom calls, but you can't bring the kids over, I guess, can you?
No, that's strange.
Are you talking to other players?
Talked to Isner a little bit on text. Talked to a little bit Murray on text, but nothing really too serious, you know, just complaining about stocks and, you know, nothing too serious about tennis or training schedules or what they're doing, but it's just, you know, just kind of shooting the crap.
Keep going. I mean, what's the vibe out there? I mean, it seems like this is, we've come a long way since Indian Wells about three weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard, you know, players' takes on how they think the rest of the season's going to go. Some people are, you know, the doomsday, that we're not going to hit another ball all year.
Really?
You know, and they're, rationale is, you know, even if we do start coming down the curve, we're not going to have a vaccine. So why are we going to put crowds in stadiums and gather people in, you know, large groups if we don't have a vaccine? So, you know, I've heard a little bit of everything. You know, the World Team Tennis season, they're optimistic. There's no cancellations of that season, and we're going ahead as planned. And I don't think any decisions can be made until May. So we're very positive about that. But yeah, I've heard a little bit of everything, and I don't know what to think. You know, I think the next couple of weeks are going to be telling. You know, Wimbledon is supposed to make a decision tomorrow. That's what I hear. You've probably heard the same thing. Right. And then, you know, with them falling and the Olympics falling, then, you know, who knows what's going to happen this summer.
Whether it's, you know, World Team Tennis or a conventional event, whether it's tennis or another sport, what do you guys think as athletes, what do you think about this closed door scenario? I don't know if you saw this, there was a story, someone suggested playing the NBA playoffs on a cruise ship.
I mean,
what do you think of that?
The closed doors thing, I don't buy into it. I think sports is entertainment. I think players give their best performances when playing in front of crowds. I think it's all about the atmosphere. We've had a million practice matches. We usually don't play a damn in practice when it doesn't feel like it means anything. I think crowd just brings another level of enthusiasm and excitement to players' performances. And I don't think it would be the same. I don't think it'd be worth doing. I haven't thought about it a ton, but it just doesn't seem right. But and look, when you're bringing players together, you're bringing teams, you know, you're bringing a huge group, thousands of people together into one spot. So whether it's closed doors or in front of a big crowd, there's going to be a lot of people there.
But you don't think it beats the alternative of, you know, it's not ideal to play in front of a bunch of TV cameras and no one in the seats, but
I mean, as players,
yeah.
Okay, if you're looking at it from a financial standpoint, you know, players make a lot of money from playing Grand Slams. You know, it's a lot of money to show up, and I'm sure a lot of players could use that right now. A lot of people at home would love to watch us on TV while, you know, they're sitting by their fireplace. So there are people that would get enjoyment out of this for sure. So, you know, there's that side of it as well. But as far as the excitement for us right now, in our last year on tour, when we're going around trying to really soak in these last moments, it just doesn't make sense for us to go, you know, play a sterile match in front of no fans.
Right. To go to, you know, go to Omaha and play in front of a bunch of teams.
Not why we're doing this. Yeah.
I think people are talking, you know, just like in society at large, we're talking about income and employment. But what else have been some of the adjustments? Well, what surprised you about these last few weeks? What have been maybe surprising adjustments?
I mean, like everything shut down. I mean, it's a paradigm shift. I just ran out of my last thing of toilet paper. You know, like went down to the store at 6 a.m. I was in a line. You know, everyone's standing 10 feet apart. And then I went in there, no eggs, no milk, none of the necessities. I mean, when we go home, we usually zip out for exhibitions or different like charity events, and everything's quiet. It's a good chance to just clear the mind. As Bob said, just really reconnect, because the world's just a go, go, go place now. It seems like everyone's chasing. This might have happened for a reason. Who knows? But yeah, this is just, we've always been chasing our dreams and getting up and going to the gym and, you know, and this is just, everything's quiet. Just feels like you wake up and you have loads of time. I can't believe it. Like Bob wrote a song yesterday. I mean, I've started playing the ukulele, you know, now I'm learning Slovakian. It's insane. This might be like what it's like when we're retired. We'll see. We'll still probably be busy, but this is crazy how much time we have.
I'm thinking when you started the season, you did not envision late March you'd be learning the ukulele. For full disclosure, tell everyone why you're learning Slovakian.
My wife is Slovak. It's a impossible language, but I'm taking it one word at a time. And her mom doesn't speak any English, so we haven't had many conversations. So if I learn that, I can speak to her mom. But her mom was supposed
give
to
me, give me one sentence.
Yeah, right. Give us your best Slovakian sentence. Come on.
Dobre. It means good.
How do you say, how are you?
Akusamash.
Akusamash?
Right. Akusamash, yeah.
Brutal.
So, yeah, it's tough to.
That's a good effort, though.
Yeah.
You're doing it for your mother-in-law, which is that's a good investment. I mean, what else? Just sort of finally, I don't know. You guys sort of have an empty, clean slate here. I mean, what do you want? You have a lot of fans, and a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you in your last year out there. Obviously, things have taken a strange turn for the world. I don't know. What do you guys want people to know?
We're missing the tour just as much as they are. You know, this is unprecedented times where, you know, like everyone's hurting. We feel the pain of, you know, everyone. I've talked to friends that are maybe going to lose their jobs, and, you know, they don't have money in the bank. They're living paycheck to paycheck. So we're just sending love to everyone, thinking about everyone. You know, if, you know, we're trying to just get on the phone and make as many calls as we can, but you know, it's just a very uncertain times and just doing the best, but let's flatten this curve, baby. Let's flatten this curve and get back out there.
Amen. I did not think I would be interviewing you on Zoom, but I, you know, getting emotional here. You've always been two of the all-time good dudes, and I hope we hope we see each other at an event, and not as much as I like seeing your backdrop and what your bedroom looks like, I'd much rather see you guys at a tournament. So I hope we can
appreciate it, John. Thanks for everything.
All right, see you guys. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you. See you, buddy.
Take care.
Okay, thanks to Bob and Mike for spending some time on a Zoom call. Very strange context for doing an interview, but Bob and Mike, always a pleasure to talk to. Man, they will be missed. See them if you can, and see them if they can. We sure hope we get some tennis in here before the end of 2020. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We will have another podcast next week. You can subscribe, leave a review, leave a guest suggestion. We will try to have some more tennis player guests in these next few weeks as we all are housebound. But hope everyone is well out there. Stay healthy, safe, and again, do stay home. All right, till next week.